Port 7070.
A non-radio.
Burkina Faso took a more cautious approach, saying the four abducted individuals, three foreigners and a Burkinabe national, were still missing, underscoring that alleged photos of the victims' bodies now circulating on social media had not been formally identified. The Irish government has said it's aware of the reports and is liaising closely with international partners regarding the situation on the ground. So, that's happening there in Burkina Faso. The UK has slapped sanctions on fugitives who fled South Africa. The United Kingdom has imposed sanctions against members of the Italian Gupta family who are heavily implicated in South Africa's state capture scandal. This comes to us from Panna Press. PA, that's Papa Alpha, November Alpha Press. Papa Romeo Echo Sierra Sierra.com. It looks like they have a way to pay for news, but they don't accept payments on their website, so I'm not entirely sure how to get the full story. But they do have a lot of Africa-centric news, and I like following African news, so we'll hear more from them. France has condemned repression of demonstrators in Chad. French President Emmanuel Macron on Tuesday condemned the repression on demonstrators in Chad. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Well, I got news for you. It's 1905 UTC, and it's a beautiful June the 22nd, 2023. And you're listening to non-radio. It's not a radio station. Oh my gosh. It's currently 32 degrees outside, which is amazing because it was supposed to be like 39 today. But we had a bunch of freak rainstorms, thunderstorms this morning. Helped cool things off. Fortunately, last night in the condo building, the air conditioning system failed. Had to call some people in urgently for overnight. So they showed up around, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. And were there until about midnight. So, but they were able to get it back online. Hallelujah. So when I woke up at 2 a.m. sweaty, I was able to turn the air conditioner on and it worked. Hooray. But I was able to take one of those, I tried a meal kit service a few years ago and I saved one of the ice packs that came with it. So I took that ice pack and put it under my blanket. And man, that really helped cool me off. Anyway, hello. There's a lot of news. There's some sad news to go through. Death and destruction and all that. And then, I might end early, I'm not sure. I've gotta go, well no, we're starting late, so we'll be fine. I need to go get some flowers for somebody at work there. They had a relative die, so I wanna give them some flowers. All right, so let's get into it. We got a lot of news, to talk about. While I'm pulling that up, speaking of talking about stuff, if you wanna talk and hang out during the show and interact, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org. And once you're there, you'll want to launch Calm. What's Calm, you ask? Well, that's Commode Chat. It's a great way to communicate. It's especially the way that people on SDF communicate. So all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org, launch Calm, C-O-M, press enter. And you type G for go to. And then you type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. Boom. You will find yourself in the room hanging out with all the cool people. So let me pull up, let me go ahead and launch Calm here, and I'll tell you who we're talking to. Alrighty, well, if you press R, you can see who is recent, what recently is happening. And we know that Jeff is hanging out, Stug. Oak 3 is here. And the propagation for xnwn.sdf.org has completed. That's Xerox November Whiskey November.sdf.org. Buns is in the house. FX, I feel like if I had made that comment, it would have been taken much worse. But I am Buns. Buns, the boy who cried wolf. Let's see. Jeff, Buns, Jeff. Okay, we got that going on. Howdy, Ratsu, X1, and all the whole gang. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. So let's get into it. There's a bunch going on. First, a tragedy in China. There's a thing called the Dragon Boat Festival coming up soon. There's a lot going on, but there are these really long boats that people race and drive down the river, which is pretty cool if you ever get a chance to look at those videos. But in Beijing, at least 31 people were killed when an explosion caused by a gas leak ripped through a restaurant in the northwestern city of Yinchuan on Thursday. The blast at Fuyang Barbecue Restaurant occurred at about 8:40 p.m. on Wednesday, the eve of the three-day Dragon Boat Festival holiday, when many in China go out and socialize with friends. Footage on state broadcaster CCTV showed more than a dozen firefighters as smoke poured out of a gaping hole in the facade, or facade. Shards of glass and other debris littered the darkened street, which is also home to another number of other eateries and entertainment venues. Nine people, including the restaurant's owner, shareholders, and staff, were held by police, and their assets were frozen. A leak of liquefied petroleum gas caused an explosion during the operations of a barbecue restaurant, state news agency Xinhua said of the blast. Seven more people were receiving medical treatment, the agency said, with one of them in critical conditions. Two others suffered severe burns, and two had minor injuries. So a very big tragedy there. A lot of people hurt. Hopefully they pull through. In Nigeria, at least 16 people are dead. At least 16 people have been killed in Plateau State, central Nigeria, the scene of a resurgence of deadly clashes between farmers and herders. We've talked about these guys several times. Northwestern and central Nigeria are regularly the scenes of tensions and deadly conflicts between farming and herding communities over the use of land and water resources. In the latest violence on Tuesday, six members of a local farmers' vigilante group, were killed by gunmen, while 10 others were killed in an attack in the Mangu area. So, two different attacks. Let's see, Koyo's hanging out, and User FX Net's here too. Oh man, big thoughts coming out in Calm. Let's see. Okay. Alright. People talking about suicide, I guess. I don't know. Welcome, X1. Welcome, welcome. Good to see you. Alright, so let's keep on rolling. There's always more death and destruction out there. This time, there's anger in Japan. Anger in Japan as report reveals children were forcibly sterilized. Between 1948 and 1996, about 16,500 people were operated on without their consent under a eugenics law, triggering a long campaign for redress. Campaigners in Japan have reacted angrily to a government report revealing that children as young as 9 were among thousands of people who were forcibly sterilized under a eugenics law that was not repealed until the 1990s. The 1,400-page report submitted to Parliament this week details how, between 1948 and 1996, about 16,500 people were operated on without their consent under the law, which aimed to prevent the birth of poor-quality descendants and to promote the life and health of the mother. Another 8,000 people gave their consent, almost certainly under pressure, while almost 60,000 women had abortions because of hereditary diseases. The two 9-year-olds who were sterilized were a boy and a girl. The victim's long campaign for redress has highlighted the Japanese state's mistreatment of people with disabilities and chronic conditions in the period after the Second World War. In 2019, MPs passed legislation offering each victim compensation of 3.2 million yen, which is about $22,000, an amount campaigners have said does not reflect the sufferings the victims experienced. The application deadline for the payment is due to expire in April 2024, but to date only 1,049 have received the sum. Victims of the sterilization program have campaigned for decades seeking financial damages and recognition of the physical and mental anguish they endured. So yeah. Eugenics is wild, man. People love to think that eugenics is the answer. And in the United States, eugenics is pretty popular. It's very funny because a lot of these things seem like, oh, that's impossible. That would never happen here. And then it's like, oh, well, what do you know? Abortion's illegal in a lot of places now. And it's just, in general, it's a lot more illegal to be alive than it was in the past. Let's see. Man, Calm is full. People are posting long things in Calm. I can't read them all. Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Alright, well, let's keep on moving. There's more news to be had. Let's talk about weather. people have been hurt by the weather in two different stories. Dozens of people were injured by hailstones the size of apples that pelted concertgoers in Colorado on Wednesday night, with at least seven needing hospital room treatment following the powerful storm. Witnesses described the onslaught at a concert by the former One Direction singer Louis Tomlinson at the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Morrison as straight out of a horror movie. A video of the hailstorm was posted to social media, showing people racing to take shelter and others covering their heads with boxes. "I have bruises and welts all over my back and legs," concert attendee Jess Thompson wrote in a post. Another concert goer posted a similar account that started pelting people with hail, and I luckily found shelter under a sign. "I am bleeding and have huge bumps on my head from the hail." In a statement posted to Twitter, the West Metro Fire Department said seven people were transported to area hospitals. A total of 80 to 90 people were treated on the scenes with cuts and broken bones. Officials canceled the concert out of fear for public safety, and the British singer posted to Twitter his concern for those affected or injured. Oh, and they didn't even play the show. "Devastated about the show tonight. Hope everyone's okay. I'll be back. Even though we didn't play the show, I felt all of your passion, sending you love," is what the performer sent. So, the newspaper said loudspeaker announcement advised people to come back to the amphitheater after receiving an all clear, only for a second wave of hail to send them running for cover again less than an hour later. Officials canceled the concert at that point. So yeah, they tried to have, after people were getting beat up by hail and were bleeding and broken bones, they're like, "Hey, we're going to try again." And then they got hailed on again. But don't worry. It didn't just happen in Colorado. In Texas, a line of severe storms produced what a meteorologist calls a rare combination of multiple tornadoes, hurricane-force winds, and softball-sized hail in northwest Texas, killing at least four people and causing significant damage around the town of Matador. National Weather Service meteorologist Matt Zeibel says the supercell developed about 8 p.m. local time on Wednesday near Amarillo before striking Matador, injuring nine people in addition to four killed and causing widespread destruction. So yeah, pretty wild. Once you get up towards Amarillo, that's kind of, you're kind of more in Oklahoma kind of territory, really. But hey, it's still Texas. Let's see what's going on in Calm. I want a nice southern style house with a wraparound veranda. Okay. In Belgium, the entire rain of the month fell today. Oh, wow. Well, I hope you've got your floaties on, X1. That sounds dreadful. All right, let's keep on moving, because it's 1917, and we haven't finished all the death and destruction yet. Actually, this is a... So, I've got these next three stories are pretty dark. So if you're in a bad place, you might not want to know these stories. You don't have to know them to have a good life. But anyway, here they are. At least 30 migrants are feared dead in a Canary Islands disaster. More than 30 migrants may have drowned after their boat sank in the Atlantic Ocean off the Canary Islands. Walking Borders and Alarm Phone said the boat was carrying around 60 people. Spanish authorities said rescue workers... Hey, here comes our Harley guy. Blue Harley guy. Alright, there he goes. He's got a blue Harley. He wears a modular helmet. The top fin has flipped up. He has a cropped goatee that's shock white. It's a white guy. He has a leather jacket. And a blue Harley. And he always has like a luggage on the back. Anyway, that's Blue Harley guy. He just drove by. Anyway, the incident places fresh scrutiny on Europe's response to migration after a boat sank off Greece last week. Helena Molino Garzon from Walking Borders said that 39 people drowned, including 4 women and a baby. Alarm Phone reports 35 people are missing. The boat sank 160 kilometers southeast of Gran Canaria on Wednesday. It's torture to have 60 people, including 6 women and a baby, waiting for more than 12 hours for a rescue in a flimsy inflatable boat that can sink. Spanish rescue service ship, the Guardamar Calliope, was only about an hour's sail from the dinghy on Tuesday evening, Reuters reported, citing Spanish state news agency EFE. The ship did not aid the dinghy because the operation had been taken over by Moroccan officials, which dispatched a patrol boat that arrived on Wednesday morning, 10 hours later. And Spain and Morocco, they're not that far apart from each other, so it's just... Anyway. Although off Africa's west coast, the Canary Islands are part of Spain, and many migrants travel from Asia to the archipelago in hopes of reaching mainland Europe. So anyway, it's pretty sad. It's always sad when children die. Or it can be, I guess. If they're child soldiers... I'm just kidding. It's always sad when children die. Especially babies who don't even have any independence or autonomy or a fully developed brain or anything. Anyway, don't worry, because the children die sometimes, but sometimes you're forced to carry the baby. Lack of bodily autonomy. Pregnancy has long been riskier than abortion in America. Around 650 to 750 U.S. women die during pregnancy each year. The highest maternal death rate in the industrialized world. Huh. Wow, who knew for-profit healthcare was so good? Comparatively, very few women die from abortion or suffer complications. 2 women died from abortion complications in 2018. So when Roe v. Wade was overturned last summer, there were fears that deaths and complications would shoot up, particularly among women of color. Black women are 2.6 times more likely to die during pregnancy and childbirth than their white counterparts, according to CDC analysis. Of course, it's because, you guessed it, structural racism, Medicaid coverage, and failure to properly invest in maternal health care. Black women report being dismissed, overlooked, and ignored during childbirth, and by the medical institution generally when it comes to maternal care. Yeah, there's a lot of racism, and wouldn't you know it, all the medical research, all our modern medicine is based on all this old research and history that's so very, very racist. It's amazing. It's like, it's so shocking that you don't even get mad. It's just like disappointing. The idea of like respiration rates and tolerance to pain and all these different things that are just totally wrong. And then all these, of course, then there's skin conditions that look totally different. It's just, anyway, let's check in on Calm. User FX Nix. This Harley guy is memorized at this point. Where do you come from? Where do you go? Sturgis, South Dakota. Hey, Tobe. Welcome. Oh, yeah, and Ratsu. Yeah, also. They're also very sexist, too. So, anyway, if you go to The Guardian, there's a story or a profile of a young lady who was not allowed to get an abortion, even though it was going to cause her health trouble. And then she got really sick and almost died. And of course, didn't have the baby in the end. Because guess what? If the mom dies, the baby's probably going to die too. But hey, you know what? babies don't just die, you know, you don't necessarily have to die in childbirth to lose your baby. At least that's what a fisherman in Tunisia found. As the number of migrants trying to reach Europe grows, so does the number of deaths in the Mediterranean. While European Union officials struggle to contain the exodus, the plight of those fleeing poverty and persecution is leaving its tragic mark on the shores of Tunisia. As the sun creeps over the horizon off the shores of its eastern coast, fisherman Osama Dabibi begins hauling in his nets. His face fixes anxiously on its contents, becomes sometimes fisher not all he finds. Instead of getting fish, I sometimes get dead bodies. The first time I was afraid, then step by step I got used to it. After a while, getting a dead body out of my net is like getting a fish. The 30-year-old fisherman, clad in dark, hooded sweatshirt and shorts, says he recently found the bodies of 15 migrants in his net over a 3-day period. Once I found a baby's body. How is a baby responsible for anything? I was crying. For adults, it's different because they have lived, but you know, for the baby, it didn't see anything. Mr. Dabibi has finished these waters near Tunisia's second city of Sfax since he was 10 years old. In those days, he was one of many casting their nets, but now he says most fishermen have sold their boats for vast sums to people smugglers. Many times smugglers have offered me unbelievable amounts to sell my boat. I've always refused, because if they used my boat and someone drowned, I would never forgive myself. A short distance away, a group of migrants from South Sudan, which has been hit by conflict, climate shocks and food insecurity, are walking slowly away from the port. All ultimately hope to reach the UK. One explains that they have reluctantly abandoned a second attempt to cross to Italy because of an overcrowded boat and worsening weather. There were so many people, and the boat was very small. We were still going to go, but when we pushed away from the shore, it was really windy. There was too much wind. According to Tunisia's National Guard, 13,000 migrants were forced from their often overcrowded boats near Sfax and returned to shore in the first 3 months of the year. Between January and April, some 24,000 people left the coast in makeshift boats and made it to Italy. The country has now become the biggest departure point for migrants trying to reach Europe. Libya previously held this dubious accolade, but violence against migrants and abductions by gangs have led to many traveling to Tunisia instead, before heading to Europe. The boat involved in last week's disaster left at least 78 people dead and at least 500 people missing. So, yeah. Oh man, yeah, the world's soulless is basically what I'm trying to tell you. Let's see what we got here. let's see. Yeah. Hey, Fog, welcome. Yeah, so we've got about 4 minutes to go, so I gotta be sure and remind you, please stick around. The Dubious Goals Committee with Tova has coming up at 19:30 UTC every goddamn day. You can say it with me, you know, every goddamn day. The Dubious Goals Committee with Tova is a fun show, 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Tova just wants a nice auto da fe. I don't know what's going on there, but hey. We'll keep on a rolling. I'm going to just give you some headlines since we're running low on time here. I need to go to bookmarks. Here we are. Let's see. So the other sad one is Syrians are losing hope. A lot of them are just kind of giving up that they'll ever have a life. Robo-taxis in San Francisco are causing all sorts of havoc. We talked about them blocking police cars and emergency vehicles, but get this, the state of California doesn't count that as a problem. It only counts accidents that the cars are in. So if the car just stops in the middle of the highway, that's not a problem. Or if the car blocks the road and doesn't let a fire truck pass, that's not a problem. But anyway, San Francisco has been keeping track, and there have been at least 49 instances where fire trucks couldn't get to an emergency because these cars were blocking the roadway. But you know what? Dead people don't give politicians millions of dollars, so that's probably going to keep on happening. Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg have called each other out on Twitter. They want to have a cage match. Mark Zuckerberg recently started taking jiu-jitsu, and Elon Musk is a giant douche. They're both kind of douchebags, so they're going to try and fight each other. The Supreme Court ruled against the Navajo Nation Essentially, what was going on is the Navajo Nation said, hey, when you put us on this reservation, this treaty, you were saying that you were going to take care of us, which means that we have access to, we're going to have access to water. But the Supreme Court said, no, that's not what we meant at all. If the Supreme Court had sided with them, then the indigenous people could have sued the government to put water wells and otherwise provide clean water to them. So no. That's going to be neat. All the indigenous people will just slowly starve of die of thirst. Go USA. We still love genocide. We got 2 minutes to go. Let's see if we can fill stuff. Oh, Ethiopia is going to filling up its hydropower dam reservoir. It's been doing it in phases. It's about to launch its fourth phase. Alabama site was chosen for a nuclear power plant. After a year-long search, UltraSafe Nuclear Corporation has announced the selection of Gadsden, Alabama as the location for a $232 million plant to manufacture, test, and inspect the non-radiological modules needed to construct their micro-modular reactors. So very cool. Stick around for the Duty Skulls Committee, and I'm out of here. Bye-bye. Hey, XNWN. Welcome. Dubious Skulls time.
That sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening.